A Texas agribusiness development team convoy was traveling through a dangerous insurgency stronghold on October 16, 2009. The ADT soldiers were driving lightly armored Humvees on a five-day mission to mountainous western Ghazni province. The mountainous terrain prevented them from using their larger, heavily armored MRAP trucks, which protect them from ambushes and IEDs. ADT Commander Colonel Dan Harris says the team decided to use the Humvees when their scheduled helicopters were canceled 4 hours before flight time.
So, okay, let's drive. Let's just get this done. So let's leave early in the morning, because even the Taliban doesn't like waking up at 2 or 3 in the morning. And those Humvees can move fairly fast, so let's move fast.
But the insurgents knew the team would need to return by the same route.
The insurgents had been observing, and the indicators are that they went and they have these IEDs in place, and as you're approaching, they go and they hook up the IEDs.
Specialist Thomas Kenny is the ADT medic. A native of Austin, Kenny is a paramedic in civilian life. Kenny says the team was trying to avoid a Taliban-infested area that the military designates red.
We were in what's called the Jagatu district, known to be a red area. We were kind of worried. We were actually had routes planned to go around the danger areas, but right before we got to that turnoff, there was a big explosion. We were in a convoy of six vehicles. I was actually on the gun turret of the last vehicle, so I heard it really well.
The convoy's radio began to crackle with calls for medics.
I tried to calm myself down. You know, I'm a paramedic, and it never fails. Every time a call comes in, you get excited, and this was just way over that. These were guys I know. This might be really bad from the radio traffic.
Kenny says the third Humvee in the convoy was a chilling sight.
So I went forward to the vehicle, and there was really nothing left from the trunk forward. There's two seats in the back that basically are attached to the trunk, and they were there, but everything in front of that and between that was gone. In many small pieces and some large pieces that had flown 50 meters away.
Kenny began looking for the five men he knew were in the Humvee, four Texas soldiers and an Afghan interpreter.
The rear of the trunk, the rear of the vehicle looked to be in pretty good shape, but the whole top and the gun turret had flipped over, and it was on top of somebody with all the gunpowder residue and everything on top of him. He looked really bad when I first walked up. I didn't have very high hopes for him.
One of the fallen soldiers was agricultural specialist Sergeant Christopher Statz of Fredericksburg, a Texas A&M graduate who was an environmental scientist in civilian life. The other was Sergeant Anthony Green, a farmer from Yorktown who served as an animal husbandry specialist. Kenny says the Texans began to prepare for a follow-up Taliban attack.
A lot of radio traffic saying that there were Taliban in the area that were moving on us from northeast, northwest, and south, and a lot of communications going on that, you know, things might get really hairy.
The ADT security soldiers spotted a suspicious van. Kenny says when the team captured the driver, they discovered he was part of the attack.
That van ended up having a bunch of explosives in it. It was booby-trapped, so they were trying to pull us to it so we would investigate and kill more of us.
Kenny began searching for the two missing soldiers from the blown-up Humvee. He feared the worst, having seen the 15-foot-wide crater from the massive blast.
And somebody said, hey, they're up by the front vehicle. They pulled themselves out and walked out, which I was like, they walked out?
One of the walking wounded was Major John Plo, a civilian agricultural and environmental consultant from Lavernia, Texas. He was the ADT agricultural team leader. He sustained some injuries, but is expected to make a full recovery. The Afghan interpreter, Suleiman, suffered a head injury, but was soon back at work. Kenny returned to the soldier trapped under the Humvee gun turret. It was Sergeant Todd Plybon, a high school science teacher from Taylor. He served as an ADT soil scientist. Kenny says Plybon was in a lot of pain.
He said, my leg hurts really bad. You know, I took a look underneath the turret, because the turret was upside down on top of him, and it was resting on his right leg. And his left leg was curled underneath, and the turret was just missing his left leg by centimeters.
Five soldiers lifted the 500-pound turret up to relieve some of the pressure on Plybon's leg. They managed to wedge a boulder under the turret so Kenny could wiggle under the wreckage to begin medical treatment. The soldiers maneuvered the turret off of Plybon as U.S. military medevac pilots chanced a hazardous landing.
So we loaded him up and we got him out. All said and told, the whole thing took less than 30 minutes for him to get to the hospital here, which is incredible. Wow.
Sergeant Plybon is now recuperating in Texas and should regain full use of his crushed leg. Soon, reinforcements began to arrive. Attack jets appeared overhead. A quick reaction force mobilized from the ADT base helped form a defense perimeter. After a long, moonless night in Taliban country, The ADT returned to their base the next day. Sergeant Kenny says while the team laments the loss of their friends, he remains positive.
You can only do what you can do, and we did. And I think because of that, it makes it easy for everybody to say, it sucked. We're never going to forget it. We wish it never happened. Some of us may wish we were never here in the first place, but we are, we were, it did, and we did the best we could with it. And, you know, there's good there to be had, and I think it's easier for people to see it.
The second agribusiness development team returned to Texas in December. They completed a range of projects, from irrigation to education to animal husbandry. They passed the baton off to the third Texas ADT, who are continuing the five-year mission to improve the lives of Afghan farmers. Reporting from Ghazni Province, Afghanistan, I'm Douglas Wissing, KUT News.